Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crying out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold
There we go, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want Spike Eskin to give more Flyers game breakdowns? Yes or no? It's a little closer than you would think it would be.
Ah, okay.
55% no, 45% yes.
It is closer than I thought it would be.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, ask about my Flyers breakdowns.
Yeah.
Wow. That's disrespectful. By the way, Nick Nurse said that he hopes Embiid plays into the second half tonight.
Whoa. That would be stunning.
And dumb.
I agree with Fritz,
like, what
on
this.
Hold on, yeah. What are we doing?
He's alive. He's playing. Like, we proved your point.
I don't need into the second. But then again, if he's feeling good, I guess.
Well, he's got to. It's just
gotta
one more
up.
Game.
Yeah. It's the last preseason game.
Man, Nick Nurse.
Oh, he plays into the second half. Locked in tonight.
This is basically a real game.
as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, Nick Nurse also said that he's going to start VJ Edgecombe when the season starts.
Okay.
Well, because McCain. So it's going to be. They'll start three guards.
Oh, yeah, because Paul George.
Because George isn't playing. So my guess
he's still a Sixer.
Who?
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes. But I think he'll play the second or third game. I think that the starting lineup in the first game, my guess would be Maxi, Grimes, Edgecombe, Oubre, and Embiid.
Embiid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Watford hasn't played yet. He might be the power forward. So, and then I think what will likely happen is when George comes back, Edgecombe will go to the bench and they will start Grimes and Maxi, Oubre, and Paul George.
All right, let Eskom run that second unit.
With McCain, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's a better chance of McCain starting a lot of games this year than Edgecombe. Edgecombe's going to be good. I'm glad everybody's excited about him. I'm excited about him, too. But I have this thing with perimeter players where I dumb it down, right? And I say, can they shoot? Can they dribble? Can they pass? Right now, VJ Edgecombe can't really shoot. He's a pretty good passer. He's an okay ball handler.
Feels like in 3 years he can be really good.
I think there will be moments this year where there are wow moments. I think he'll be able to, when we're talking about one-on-one defense, he'll be good. He's a good athlete. He is not a complete player yet. So I think there's a better chance of McCain starting a bunch of games.
And his shot curves from the three-point line, which it always irks me.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm looking to see. So
more athletic than a shooter.
Sixers are 6.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Hold on. Embiid.
Preseason?
No line on Embiid points.
That's good.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't need to be betting on that.
No, I don't need to. Even we don't stoop to that level, Spike. We'll bet on anything.
I'll bet on Embiid points if the line's out there.
Gonna lose money on the London game on Sunday morning. Sunday morning tradition.
Don't text me about it. All right. Speaking of which, let's do our picks. Why don't we?
Horrible.
For some of us.
Oh, yeah. So Ike went 4-0 last week.
3-1.
Spike went 3-1.
No.
You went 1-3.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Are you on the right week?
No.
I went 3-1 last week. We all lost the Eagles game.
The Giants game.
No, I know.
Yeah,
my bad. All right. Easy. All right. Ike went 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
Spike went 1-3.
Yes.
I went 0-4.
Hey, that sounds better.
Okay.
That's shocking for me. I never did.
You got our total records?
Yeah. So you are 11-13. 11-13. Spike is 11-13. I'm 10-13-1.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow. We're fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah. Well, it's a long season.
Just to get to 500. I'm trying to get back to 500.
The toilet
you
bowl.
And me both. You and me both.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. I'll go first. I'm getting my Eagles pick last. All right. Listen, I've been riding this train. You know, Spike was talking about quarterbacks yesterday and his quarterback, and kind of got me going. I'm like, I've got two of the young quarterbacks I like this year.
Oh, yeah.
I like Drake May, and I like Caleb Williams.
Yep.
So I'm rolling Patriots -6.5 in the Vrabel revenge game, headed back to Tennessee.
Mm.
I think somebody said that they're about 30 in the fourth quarter. He's going for two.
Yeah. I can't believe the line's only 6.5.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Titans just fired their head coach with their 1-5.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll take the Patriots -6 and make sure I got these lines correct.
It's 6.5. Yep.
It is 6.5. All right. All right. My other quarterback I'm riding with, Sam Darnold, man. He is resurged. Seattle, sneaky team. Big win against Jacksonville last week in Jacksonville. They get the Texans on Monday night at home. Give me Seattle -3.5 over the Houston Texans out there in Seattle. And then this other game, I got a little bit of an upset here, but it may not really be an upset.
Mm.
I got the Colts +1.5 over the Chargers. Out there in Los Angeles. It's not a home field for them.
No. Nope.
Watch how many Colts fans be at that game Sunday. So I'll take the Colts plus the points against the Chargers. And then Sunday's game with the Eagles. I got to admit, this is going to be a tight one, ladies and gentlemen. I got this thing 31-30 Eagles.
Oh, what?
Into the 30s?
We're going to score 31 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can't give up 30.
Nah, okay. So Carson kind of cooks. Carson kind of cooks.
Gave up 34 to Jackson Darton Scatterboom.
It's a good point.
By the way, just check FanDuel. Seahawks is -3.
Oh, so it's down to -3? Yeah. That's even better. You. Yeah, that's even better. Cool. Okay.
All right. I'll go next. Niners at the Falcons. Niners -2 at the Falcons. Niners get Purdy back this week. They also get Kittle back this week. They're both questionable, but Purdy practiced. They don't get Pearsall yet, but Kittle is Purdy's favorite target. I think the Falcons coming off of that big win over the Bills smelling themselves a little bit, and I think the 49ers win that game -2. Give me that.
I think that game is in San Francisco.
Is it? Oh, yes, it is in San Francisco. Yeah. You're right. I also have the Colts. +1.5 at the Chargers. The Colts are good. Until somebody convinces me otherwise, the Colts are good. And until somebody convinces me otherwise, the Chargers are frauds. And then the little team that I seem to think are frisky every week, and I'm just not stopping it until they prove to me that they're not, is I'm taking the Saints +5 at the Bears. I think the Saints are better than their record, and I'm not buying the Bears. So give me the Saints +5 at the Bears. Little personal thing there, obviously, as I love Spencer Rattler. And, you know, I promised yesterday I would pick against the Eagles to try to get the mojo we had last year.
We appreciate it.
Where I picked them. So I not only am I picking the Eagles to lose, I'm picking them to get obliterated. I'm trying the best I can. Vikings 27, Eagles 13.
Wow.
So hopefully I go 3-1.
That would make for a tough week.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah. So I'm also taking the Colts plus 1.5 against the Chargers.
You're betting against the Chargers?
They're fraudulent. They're just a fraudulent team.
He's off the boat.
No, I love Herbert. Yeah. Herbert's going to be the Stafford of the 2030s. That's my prediction. 2030s, he's going to trade to a great team, and he's going to be awesome. But for right now, fraudulent.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Lions against Tampa.
At home, yeah.
-5.5 is a huge line.
That's a big line.
Which is why I'm just reading the line on that one.
Yeah, but there's going to be a week where the Bucs are not magic. I don't disagree with your pick.
They don't have a Buku this week.
Yeah.
They don't, but I think Mike Evans practiced.
Oh yeah.
So okay. I think they'll have Mike Evans back.
And listen, it's gutsy, but I'm taking the Titans +6.5 against the Patriots. New coach, I feel like the line should be higher. Everyone's all patrioted up. The home game, they're probably fired to play Vrabel, too.
They probably are. Yeah.
I'll take a chance. And
there's a lot of points on the road for a young team that doesn't.
I'll pinch my nose and take the +6.5. And then I'll take the Eagles 23-17.
Okay, 23. Oh, defense bounces back.
Yeah. Come on, Carson's not lighting up this defense.
Are we going to be able to? Are we guarding Justin Jefferson?
Who's got him? I don't know.
He was a full participant.
Okay.
And he's not even listed as having an injury.
Oh, okay. So, well, there we go. There we go.
Yeah. Landon Dickerson, also full participant. He was questionable. Jalen Carter was a limited participant. He is also questionable. And I mentioned Dickerson, Quinion, Landon, Calcaterra is out.
Those were the three main ones. Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. OG Jason in Swedesboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Spike, I would be happy to go see a Julia Roberts movie with you, but I got an appointment to go buy deodorant this weekend. So
it is a beat of joy.
Jack, I'm looking forward to your top 5 at 5 for your favorite furry animals.
Yeah, so we could pick members of the staff
and what their furry animal they would be.
Well, what would the camera be?
Weasel.
An eel?
A weasel.
An eel?
An eel.
That's not furry.
Not even a damn furry, man.
Yeah.
And Ike, thank you for your service.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Oh, I haven't had that in a while. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if I could get some Ike juice.
Of course. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I do have to say, Ike, happy birthday as well.
And appreciate it.
How many bits? How many bits are you going to fit into one phone call?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ike Reese is my favorite Eagle. I've never had a chance to tell him that.
Now he wants you to ask him about the favorite play.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite play?
My favorite play is, it's tough to decide, but I think it's that Tampa game where Rondé Barber was running that pick six back, and Ike ran onto the field to try to tackle.
That was my favorite moment
awesome
as well.
Play, yeah.
It was a great moment. So, doesn't get enough credit.
I'm a legit Ike Reese fan, and whatever video is out there that doesn't include Ike Reese is artificial intelligence proven.
Yep.
Do we have a prize to give away today?
No. You want to give it to Jason?
OG Jason is working on it.
Yep.
I'm just trying to get a belt, you know? I got to keep my pants up somehow, so I might as well try for a WIP collar belt.
Oh, I like that.
But anyway, Eagles need to win. I think we are going to destroy Carson Wentz. Sorry, Ike. I know I just did all the bits for you. But no, I think it's going to be a tight game. But I do think we are going to keep Carson Wentz contained. And I think we're going to see a return to a successful run game.
I hope so.
That, you know what, OG Jason? Honestly, I think I'd take that, obviously not over a win. But to see Saquon running the ball again, get over 100 yards, my goodness. I mean, can we please?
It would feel good.
Yes.
It would feel. Now, I thought he would take a step back. I didn't think we'd be at our seventh game of the year waiting for 120-yard run or 100-yard game. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jason. Brock Purdy is not going to start. This is as of 40 minutes ago. Can I change my pick? I don't like Mac Jones.
Better than Brock Purdy.
He's not better than Brock Purdy. I want a different pick.
Okay.
I want the Panthers. I think they're -1.5 at the Jets.
That's a good
pick. Yeah.
Panthers, man.
Yeah.
A little frisky.
Frisky sneaking around. 3-3 right now.
Yep.
And the Jets still haven't won a game, right?
No. No. Okay. 0-6.
And poor Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn. He's getting fired.
Yeah, I mean, he's not.
He just got the job and he's getting fired.
He's not ready to be a head coach. I mean, that like the stuff after the game where they asked him if Justin Fields was going to play the next week, and he was like, "What kind of question is that?" That he had negative passing yards in the game. I just, it's a reasonable question. Well, apparently players wanted Taylor to start, wanted Tyrod Taylor to start. They thought
I was getting ready to say who's the backup.
Yeah,
Tyrod would go in there.
Yeah, he just bounces around between New York teams. Yeah. Which one he's on?
Can we get Tyrod here for 1 year?
I would love to have Tyrod.
Great backup quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jack, yeah. National Planets Warehouse, tax free Delaware, Middletown, and Wilmington.
Yeah. Yep. That's one of the things. That's where you go. Obviously, the showrooms are in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. When you go to National Appliance Warehouse, obviously, you're going there to get the right appliance. Why else would you go to National Appliance Warehouse? It's in the name.
Well, and you know they're going to have the right appliance because they have everything from the top of the line, Sub-Zero, Wolf & Cove, to your budget, over 100 brands.
Yeah, 15,000 square foot showroom. So
I've seen it.
You're gonna walk in, and you're going to say, wow. Wow. They really do have every appliance you could possibly need here. You're going to get a great price on that appliance. We talked about tax-free Delaware. They always have great savings events going on, but they also have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. So right appliance, right price, and on top of all that, you're going to have a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. Mark Stmacken has built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse, and if you want to be a part of that, it's one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. It's on fire. You got to get a part of the team at National Appliance Warehouse. You email Scott at NAWDE.com. That is Scott at NAWDE.com. To get your foot in the door, say your friends, you know, Ike, Spike, and Fritz sent you.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's a good icebreaker.
We got you.
Yeah.
Especially Fritz.
It's like an elevator pitch.
Yes.
Yeah, an elevator. Like an elevator. I know you never had a... Yeah, and you know what that is. You used to run places.
Yeah, but it's not like an elevator pitch. It's an email.
It's like an elevator pitch.
No, it is not. Do you know what an elevator pitch is?
It's like if someone got in the elevator, what would your pitch be?
Yes. Yeah, so you only have a short... When somebody says, give me the elevator pitch, it is the short and to the point thing. Not saying that Jack sent me. That is not an elevator pitch.
So it's an elevator pitch.
No,
so
nope.
Visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the elevator
speech. I don't
want to
waste them. I just want to eat them tonight.
Whoa.
We're talking about some dinner?
Bob?
Beer.
Bob.
Yo, how you doing, Jack?
We're doing good.
Nope.
It's all of us.
It's all of us. Yeah, we're all here.
First of all, happy birthday to Ike.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. You have five more minutes left, people.
Mine's on Sunday. Hey,
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Talking about the Phillies, I don't want Bregman on my team. I think he's a cheater after what he did in 2017. I don't want that guy. But I think we'll sign Schwarber. I think Suarez is going to go, though.
You don't want a guy because he was on that Astros team?
Because he's a cheater.
But what about after that when he's still a great player?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a great player. I think his numbers go down. I think if we sign Schwarber, he has no chance of getting to Philadelphia. But if we lose Schwarber, I think Philly might go after him. I just don't want the guy on my team. Anyway, that's all I had to say. I'm sure you guys got other people who want to say happy birthday.
Okay.
No, talk with you? We actually don't.
But... I'll call it again sometime. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Wow, that was quick. Well, it was meaningful. Quick and meaningful.
Quick and meaningful.
Just like an elevator pitch.
Yes. I know everything about quick and meaningful.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long.
No.
John in Ocean View. Yep. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hi. So here's an idea.
Okay.
Why didn't the Phillies keep Harden, Baden on the active roster, make him the DH, and move Schwarber to the outfield?
Wait, who do you want to make the DH?
I forget.
James Harden?
I forgot his name. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The DH.
That's what I thought he said.
Oh, he's a basketball player.
Yeah, James Harden's a basketball player.
Yeah, right. Now I didn't mean him. You know who I mean.
Harrison Bader. Yes.
Harrison Bader. Wait a minute. Hold on.
So he wanted to put Bader at DH and Schwarber in left field.
Hmm. So you know Bader's...
Put Schwarber first base and put...
Not in the NLDS.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. So why do we want to take Harrison Bader, who is a good outfielder, make him the DH?
Well, I think he's talking about in the playoffs this year after he got hurt. The last two games.
Because he couldn't... They were worried about him running as well. And also Kyle Schwarber's a bad fielder.
Yeah, I know he's a bad fielder, but you only scored one run. You can talk about the pitchers all you want, but you only score one run. That's obvious you need the offense. So with Bader, you would get an extra bat in the lineup, and he was a very consistent... situation hitter, the clutch hitter.
He wasn't a real good hitter at the end of the year. You know, he was hot and then he wasn't for the last 2 weeks. So I think what they were trying to do was get him healthy enough to be able to actually play in the outfield, because if they won the series, they wanted him to be able to play and were worried about him having to run the bases. So I think that's the issue.
Yeah, that's why I said make him the DH. I mean,
But you have to run the bases when you're a DH. You're not. Yeah.
But if he hits a home run, Spike, he'll just have to jog.
Right. And he's hit so many home runs in his career that. John, I appreciate it. I don't think.
Do they win that series with a healthy Harrison Bader?
Well, I mean, it's certainly. They're in a better spot. When you take game two, they don't have to. They can pinch run for Castellanos because they don't have to worry about pinch running for Bader. Bader's probably in the game, you know. So, everything, you change one thing, everything changes.
Yeah, everything changes.
But you know, I mean, you look at Marsh's at-bats toward the end of that series. It was disgusting, you know.
That's a shame, too, because he had such a great year.
He did.
And he really just turned back into Brandon Marsh in the postseason. It makes it harder to trust these guys next year if they have a good year.
Yes. Marsh, I think Marsh
Stott,
is...
Stott, I still feel good about.
Stott, I do. Marsh is a platoon player.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's a fourth outfielder, he's great depth.
Great fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. All right, text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on the Sixers. Oh, trust God. Me, Embiid's going to be healthy and better than you think. Spike on the 4-2 Eagles. The season's over. Don't even watch. Mark in Montco.
I didn't say, trust me, Embiid's going to be healthy. It's not what I said. I hate the text line. I'm back to hating the text line again. It took it easy on me for a while, and now it's just full of lies. We're going to call it the lie line.
I know.
The lie line.
That is why I was laughing in the first segment, though.
Oh, because you knew.
I figured you were not going to react positively to that one.
What's next?
Playing in a preseason game. Okay. You going to hang a banner for that? Spike, if he hated Joel Embiid like he hates Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to hang a banner for Joel Embiid.
He might play into the second half.
Yeah. You're just trying to get the heat off of Bryce.
Of course.
He's not even going to be here next year.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trade him for a role player.
Don't even want him.
Yeah. What's
we
next?
We lose all our stars in one offseason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, AJ, maybe Jalen.
Yep.
Bryce, Embiid.
Yep. Who's everybody next? Gone.
Fat Michkov.
Yep. We're going to be like Cleveland, yelling about trading Joe Flacco. What's next?
For any afternoon show newbies who aren't familiar with Spikeisms, when he agrees with you, that's from your heart. And when he disagrees with you, you are so much of a liar that you need to be hooked up to a machine to expose the big fat liar that you are. Alex in Lancaster.
Now, what was that about, Corey?
Well, it turned into a Tell the Truth Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Corey was lying.
Well, of course he's lying.
Corey's lying. I mean,
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Put him on a lie detector test. He'd no way believe
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. He was the chest pounding. He was like, of course they're going to be good. Meanwhile, every other call this week has been him threatening them.
Exactly.
To be good.
Yeah, he's been mad all week.
Yeah, yeah. When I ask him, are they going to be good? He's like, of course. What's next?
We're back, Geike! Carson in Minnesota.
Jack is the one attached to him this week.
Man, I wish there was a live cam in the Reeves household. Carson throws a deep bomb to Justin Jefferson for a tutty.
Oh, listen, the family has given up on him. Yeah, they rolled out, man. They used to be Carson Wentz fans. Yeah, they, nope. Once wow. Jalen went to the Super Bowl in 22, nah, it's over.
Yep. Wow.
They ditched the Broncos.
My son even had the nerve to say, I said, man, Carson may start Sunday. He said, that bum.
Wow.
Wow.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
I said, wow.
What's next?
You know what's ironic? The guy that called me a little B for correcting him stopped the show today to correct Tornado about the definition of irony. Elliot listening on the plane.
It's a good point.
It's a good point.
It wasn't ironic. And I didn't stop Tornado. I said it afterwards.
Afterwards,
that's
yes.
Right. You went back to it.
Yep.
Yes.
It was coincidental.
He would never stop Tornado in the
no,
middle of the tornado.
Come on. Another story with Ike and whoever, yeah,
whoever.
The hell, Prince, I think, was there. Walter Mondale, former
hold on.
Purple Vein.
Purple Vein.
Purple Vein, yeah.
A great line.
Well, also.
A great line.
Also, was a little off. Was not warned about Purple Vein.
The talent.
Yep.
The talent unlike anything we've seen in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Was freestyling a little bit.
A little bit,
that
I can tell.
When he starts getting laughs.
Because I was wondering, I'm like, man, you let all this go through Spike?
No. Nope.
Well, because you said before the show, no edits.
Yes.
Which
well,
is very rare
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Yep. What's next?
Never has a threat been diffused faster than when Spike asked what Jack was going to do about Hugh being happy with the trade Bryce talk.
Unbelievably sharp tongue. Hugh was happy, which, you know, gets my back up.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Dude, hold on. Don't be. Come on.
Yeah.
Joe and Drescher.
Another Football Friday in the books, fellas.
Another one in the books. Can we come back happy Monday?
Oh, please. Just win, Eagles. A good, nice,
solid
win.
I'll take an ugly win. I'll complain about an ugly win.
Yes. Give me just, yeah. No three in a row.
Three in a row,
man. Please do not.
Not since 23, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Lost three in a row.
Well, they didn't even lose two in a row last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even lose two in a row last year.
Yeah, right? No, they didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
So... Yeah, we don't have the Phillies to cheer us up, and Beat will be hurt by then.
By Monday?
What do we got to play him in the second half for? Come on, Nick. All right, Broads is next with his Saved by the Bell jacket.
Yep.
And
the Sirianni stage.
Sirianni stage.
Yeah, he made sure there's an alliteration.
Yeah, to his topic tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Sirianni stage?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward
to it. Basically, coaches on the hot seat.
Now. Well, yeah, look.
We're not the hot seat, but.
But, yeah. Like, to win a game.
Yeah, yeah, win a game. Yeah. All right. So, Broads
would
next.
Never blame the quarterback.
Broads, no, of course not.
No, he's the winner doesn't have to just win.
Joe Flacco, 350 yards.
Yeah, throwing in 10 days.
Okay.
He's there.
All right. We will be back with you Monday from Chickies. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three!
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles!
That's
so
bad. Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles!
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.